This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 25th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with mild temperatures throughout the day. Jerusalem will enjoy similar sunny conditions, making it a great day to be outside. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sunshine, providing a perfect summer day. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that former President Trump says Iran is more serious but not yet ready for a deal. Reports indicate secret attacks in Iran targeting Bahrain and Kuwait, while the U.S. Embassy warns citizens in Israel of potential airspace closure. Also, Ynet reports from this morning that Iran's Mojtaba Khamenei is pursuing a nuclear warhead, according to U.S. intelligence assessments. They believe he aims to develop a warhead for long-range missiles. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post raises questions on Netanyahu's future. The report suggests parallels with Hungary's Orban, though some find it hard to imagine Netanyahu stepping down quietly. Separately, forward reports from earlier that Germany may criminalize denying Israel's right to exist, raising concerns among U.S. free speech advocates. And finally, I-24 News notes from earlier today that Netanyahu plans to attend Lindsey Graham's funeral and meet Trump in Washington on Tuesday. From X, the latest, Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago that Austrian Airlines and ITA from the Lufthansa Group have cancelled their morning flights to Israel. Iris, a travel analyst, shared earlier today that the security situation is affecting international travel. Fears of escalation with Iran have led Austrian Airlines and ITA Airways to cancel flights, showing airlines are taking no chances. Joe Truesman, a conflict reporter, noted earlier today that President Trump made an abrupt aircraft switch in Turkey. It followed credible threats from Iranian proxy forces, according to the New York Times. Now, for more on those stories, starting with former President Trump's comments on Iran. According to Israel Hayom, Trump believes Iran is taking negotiations seriously, but isn't ready for a deal yet. Reports of attacks in Iran affecting Bahrain and Kuwait underline the regional tensions. The U.S. Embassy's warning to its citizens in Israel adds to the atmosphere of caution, suggesting heightened alertness may be necessary. Turning to Iran's nuclear ambitions, Ynet reports that U.S. intelligence sees Mojtaba Khamenei pursuing nuclear capabilities. The focus is on developing a warhead for long-range missiles, which could shift regional power dynamics if successful. The international community watches closely, as this could affect global security. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post ponders Netanyahu's political future. The article speculates on whether Netanyahu might step down quietly, like Hungary's Orban, though many see this as unlikely. This discussion comes amidst ongoing debates about Israel's political landscape and leadership stability. Germany's potential new law is stirring debate, as reported by Forward. The law would criminalize denying Israel's right to exist, a significant move in international law. This raises questions for American free speech advocates who worry about implications for global freedom of expression. Finally, Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington. I-24 News reports that he will attend Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral and meet with Trump. This visit highlights ongoing diplomatic engagements between Israel and the U.S., focusing on strengthening bilateral relations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Rafael aims to advance its Iron Beam defense system. The company is looking to expand from drones and rockets to ballistic missiles, marking a push toward next-generation defense technology. Separately, Walla Business reveals Lockheed's plans to produce a more affordable Patriot interceptor. This move could intensify competition for Israeli missile technology, impacting defense markets in the Gulf and Ukraine. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that a leading real estate company has cancelled its deal to acquire the Golden Mall. Melisran interpreted hints from the competition authority as a signal the acquisition wouldn't be approved, indicating regulatory challenges. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.